You're listening to SBS News.
Chantelle Jones was born and raised in the US state of Virginia. She says her dream to become a professional football player started in 1999, when the United States won the World Cup on home soil.
Yeah, I think I fit the mold. I was about 11 at the 99 World Cup, and I remember sitting around the living room with my whole family. We had pots and pans out, and when they won, we just went outside and we're banging the pots and pans, and I said, that's what I want to do. That's my goal, and didn't quite achieve it. Came pretty close, but I'm really satisfied with my career and the spaces and places that soccer has allowed me to explore.
Jones represented the United States at the Under-20 World Cup in 2008 and quickly became one of the best young goalkeepers in the country. She kept a record 47 clean sheets during her college career at the University of Virginia. Jones says the college system is key to the country's sustained success.
From age 18 to 22, you're training every day. You have strength programs. You have competition year-round, which I think helps us. We get stronger, we get faster, we get fitter. I know America's always prided themselves on being really fit, outlasting other teams, being really dominant physically. And I think that's really helped us in the past. I hope it helps us in the future. We're trying to work on being more technical and more soccer savvy, which I think will make us really strong contenders to win again next month.
The United States will be looking to win a fourth FIFA Women's World Cup title next month. It comes as the team is currently suing its football federation. The players are seeking equal pay with their male counterparts. Jones is in full support of the lawsuit, which has been filed by her former teammates.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty reflective of every area of the United States. I think it's been hard for women to be seen as equal. It's something that we fight with in the workforce, we fight with in sport, not just in soccer, in every aspects of sport. And it's really nice to see the girls actually sticking up for it and really pushing it and not just being silent, which is nice to see. And I hope they can get a result with everything that they're going through. They deserve it. They work really hard and they deserve to be compensated at the same level as the men.
A dilemma could arise for Jones if the United States plays Australia. Jones now calls Australia home. She joined Canberra United in 2014, and it's where she would meet her wife, former Australian midfielder Grace Gill. The pair first met at a restaurant in the nation's capital.
It sounds cheesy to say that it was like love at first sight, but I looked up and I said, holy crap, who is that? And I couldn't look at her for the rest of dinner. I was just so like embarrassed and shy.
I have a similar recollection, like slightly different, but I definitely walked into the noodle house and
I was staring at
we saw each other and we sort of like made eye contact, and then for the rest of the night, like if we had any kind of conversation or if we looked at each other, we'd make eye contact, and like Chantelle a second later would just go and look the other
way.
Like
away.
She just could not maintain
I couldn't
eye
look
contact.
At you.
It was pretty cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gill and Jones soon became teammates and then soulmates. Despite being married, their loyalties remain clear when it comes to football. Just ask them who is going to win the World Cup next month.
Australia.
America. The USA. The best in the world. Since 99.
Heard it here first.
The United States kicks off their World Cup campaign against Thailand on the 12th of June. Adrian Arciulli, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.